Welcome to I3C Global. Listen to our interactive channel for our website visitors.
Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into something truly fascinating in the world of medical devices. The de novo classification process.
De novo, yeah.
You've probably heard the term, but maybe you're not exactly sure what it means.
Right.
Well, it's basically the pathway for brand new, cutting-edge devices that are low to moderate risk, but, and here's the key, they don't fit neatly into existing categories. There's no predicate device out there already for the FDA to compare them to.
Exactly.
And we know a lot of you are interested in this process, whether you're developing a new device or just want to stay ahead of the curve in med tech.
Absolutely. It's becoming more and more relevant.
So we've got an expert here today who has actually helped companies get through this de novo maze, and he's going to break it all down for us.
Happy to be here.
So, to kick things off, can you give us a quick overview of the key steps involved in de novo classification?
Sure. So the first step is you got to submit a de novo request to the FDA.
Okay, so like an application.
Yeah, basically. It's a detailed submission where you lay out everything about your device.
You mean like what it does and how it works and why it's so special?
Exactly. You're making the case for why it deserves its own unique classification.
Gotcha. And then what? The FDA just like rubber stamps it.
Oh no, not even close. This is where the real work begins. The FDA reviews everything with a fine-tooth comb.
I bet.
All the data you provide, clinical studies, bench testing.
What kind of data really wows them?
Well, obviously you want to show that your device is safe and effective, right?
Of course.
So strong clinical data is key. You know, if you can demonstrate a clear benefit to patients with minimal risk,
yeah,
that's huge.
Makes sense.
And your bench testing has to be top notch, meeting all the relevant standards.
I can imagine there are some common pitfalls that companies fall into.
Oh yeah, for sure. One of the biggest ones is underestimating the importance of documentation.
Really?
The FDA is super thorough. They want to see everything. And I mean everything.
So it's got to be like super detailed.
Absolutely. Every last detail matters. You miss something and it can lead to delays, more questions. It's a headache.
Yikes. Okay, so let's say you've dotted all your I's and crossed your T's. The FDA reviews everything and they grant you the de novo classification.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then?
That's when the fun really begins.
Oh?
The FDA will outline special controls for your device.
Special controls, what's that?
Think of them as extra measures to ensure your device stays safe and effective once it's out in the real world.
Okay.
But here's the real kicker. Your device now becomes the predicate.
The predicate, meaning?
It sets the standard. Any other company that wants to make a similar device can use the 510K pathway, which is much faster because they can reference your device as the model.
Oh, that makes sense.
So in a way, you're paving the way for future innovation in that specific area.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So this whole process, it sounds pretty daunting. I mean, how does a company actually get through it successfully?
Well, that's where specialized consulting services can be a lifesaver.
Like hiring a guide.
Exactly. They have the experience to guide you through every step of the de novo process.
So they can help with strategy.
Yeah, regulatory strategy, pre-submission planning, putting together all that clinical and technical documentation. They handle it all.
I bet it's a huge relief for companies when they finally get that de novo classification.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge accomplishment. I worked with a company once. They had this groundbreaking device for a rare neurological disorder.
Wow.
And the de novo process, it was tough, you know, it's always challenging, but they were so dedicated, so thorough.
They got it.
They got it. And when they received that classification, the feeling in the room, it was incredible. Pure joy.
I can only imagine. You know, what's the biggest misconception people have about de novo?
I think a lot of people think it's just too difficult, too time-consuming, too expensive.
Yeah, it does sound pretty intense.
It is a rigorous process, no doubt. But it's totally achievable. You just need the right preparation, the right guidance.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any trends you're seeing in de novo submissions these days?
We're seeing a lot more submissions for software as a medical device and devices that incorporate AI.
Oh, interesting. So it's really reflecting how tech is transforming healthcare.
Exactly.
So, for anyone out there thinking about going down this de novo road, what's your best advice?
First and foremost, do your research. Talk to experts, go to workshops, and reach out to the FDA early in the process.
Oh, good point.
The more you understand the process, the FDA's expectations, the better prepared you'll be.
Makes sense.
And remember, the FDA is not your enemy. They're your partner in this.
So just to wrap things up here, the de novo pathway, it's for those truly novel, low to moderate risk devices that don't have an existing predicate, right?
Right.
and it involves a rigorous review process with tons of data and the establishment of special controls.
Yeah.
It's challenging, but it's ultimately how we bring these groundbreaking medical technologies to the world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's amazing to think about the ingenuity and dedication it takes to get these devices out there.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask our listeners, what incredible devices do you see coming down the pipeline?
What's next?
What breakthroughs are on the horizon? The de novo pathway is ready and waiting.
It's an exciting time to be in the medical device world.
It really is. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And to all of you listening, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare.